Jenna, you can have a big lunch today, birthday lunch or whatever, but if it's Mexican food, I'm going to have to withdraw.
Were you invited?
I am through going to Mexican restaurants with people who don't know how to eat chips and salsa.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because I think I'm going to go just eat tonight so I'm not sitting at home, and then I have a dinner with some friends tomorrow night, and both are Mexican.
Oh, boy.
Then
you're gonna need to know this information because...
Oh, I'm going to end up alone anyways. It doesn't matter what I eat.
I'm hoping I can help some people here with this.
Okay.
I'm so frustrated.
Preach
and
on.
I know you guys talk about the double dipping, and sure, is that egregious? Of course it is. Is it terrible? Yes. But is it the biggest offense at the table when it comes to the salsa and the hot and the chips? No, it's not the biggest offense. The biggest offense is breaking the chip off into the salsa or the queso. Even worse, the queso. Breaking the chip off.
Oh, and not getting it out?
Accidental breakage, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you get it out with the next chip.
People, listen to me. I know why this happens. You're putting too much weight on the chip. I have to go through this speech every time.
It's more of a guy thing.
Okay, listen. Most people hold one point of a triangular tortilla chip, right?
Uh-huh.
And dip the long edge of the triangle.
You want to get the most.
To get the most dip.
Most square footage,
That puts too much weight on the chip.
I cannot believe
you have to.
No, I feel you.
You have to reverse it.
I know, but it almost sounds like you're
hold the chip along
strength.
The hold the chip along the edge of the triangle.
You're supposed to hold it.
Your thumb and index finger on the edge of the triangle.
On 2 points of
and
the triangle.
Just dip one point. Don't try to dip. You're putting too much weight on the chip.
Proper way is you use the same way you just said, but then you just kind of slide your finger off as you're dipping so you could assess how much weight the chip can hold. You could feel the chip about to break.
Don't they give you your own salsa?
Violation.
I don't understand.
So wait a minute. What you're saying?
I don't want you putting dip on your chip that then is redistributed back into the cup.
What if I bought the dip?
I don't care.
What I think JC is saying, like you said, the forefinger and the thumb on two ends of the triangle.
This is very simple structural engineering, Al.
You dip it into the queso.
Yes.
Then while it's in the queso, then, like JC said, you kind of adjust the forefinger to up under the chip, and thereby giving the chip a little bit more support.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Is it your last chip? Is it your last chip? No.
No.
Then get more next time. All right, get another chip. Don't be loading the chip up.
That's what you want to do.
No. Then letting the cheese fall off or the salsa fall off back into the bowl. No. Get another chip. You're putting too much weight on the chip.
What I'm saying, you can
This is how mudslides happen. All right. If that chip was a bridge, it would collapse.
Gosh, you're worried about a rogue chip in the dip? I'm worried about finding some nasty hair that doesn't belong to me.
Oh, that's fine.
You should be looking out for other things in that little stew
I can only do so much. I'm one person.
Yeah, you look for it, you find it.
Personally, I like to have a little bit of salsa and a little bit of queso on my chip at the same damn
time. Well, then you can eat at home, my friend.
You know what?
I want to know why there's sometimes a French fry in the basket of chips. Like, where did that come from?
That's always problematic.
What else are you making back
in the place
there? Why is there a fry in here?
The first time you sell French fries.
You know what I'm talking about.
It's like somebody's back there eating McDonald's.
What is this sweet potato fry in the basket of tortilla chips?
At least it says that they're frying them there on the scene because the fry, you know what? A rogue fly got a fry. Not fly, that's gross. A rogue fry got stuck in the basket.
That means the cook doesn't even want to eat the food I'm about to eat, so he brought in fast food from somewhere else.
No, it doesn't.
They always have a children's menu with fries. Here's my suggestion.
Yes, Kelly.
Everybody get their own individual cup of salsa.
Well, that would be awesome.
And problem is solved, and let's move on now.
That would be awesome if they would do that, but...
You have to ask.
You have to go far and wide to find the restaurant that does that routinely.
Well, just ask.
And you know what? Even if you're breaking off your chip into your own cup, I don't want to watch that. You're putting too much weight on your chip. I can't focus on anything else. How am I supposed to hear about your day when you're putting so much weight on that chip?
Some people just have a lot of strength.
You should make a tutorial.
I can't focus.
Well, make a tutorial video for YouTube.
I'm gonna.
You know what they need to do?
Put it on about.com.
just like they have the calorie count on the menu, they need to tell us exactly, because it depends on the width of the chip. Some places have these really, really, really thin chips, and some people have thicker chips. So we need to know exactly how much weight their chip
will
hold.
By looking at it or holding it.
We need to know. And then they need to bring us little scales out there from the kitchen.
Are you Mexican?
So that we know exactly what the deal.
You don't know.
You're clearly not Mexican.
Are you Mexican?
I eat mucho Mexican
food.
You know
what? Why don't you leave this discussion to the Mexican dudes in the room, okay? Me and JC got this.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Kids honorary.
You guys are crazy.
All right, Hose B.
He's Jose, I'm Jose.
Yeah, exactly.
The last thing I'm going to say. Would everyone within the sound of my voice please send out a tweet that says only this? People, period. You're putting too much weight on the chip.
Oh, my gosh.
Wouldn't it be people, comma?
Just tweet that for me.
You know
me.
What? And my friends ask me why I'm medicated. Just listen to this.
No, change that to
my
that period.
My anxiety level right now.
To an exclamation.
Let's solve this problem. We have the power. We got the power of this broadcast network.
Yeah. And we're just using our chips.
Tweet for me right now. People, you're putting too much weight on the chip.
And make sure you put an apostrophe after the U in between the
this isn't an English class. Don't worry about it.
Because
Twitter.
People piss me off.
It's
when they
Twitter.
Go,
I think you guys are putting too much weight.
Your instead of your. Yeah.
Your.
Instead of the contraction.
Contraction.
You are,
thank you. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, if you're going to correct people, you should know how to say it right.
Should.
It's a slippery slope. You start correcting people on stuff. Like for me, if anybody ever saw me break a chip off into the salsa, you know what? Hang me up to the nearest tree. Because that's what I deserve. I mean it. That's what I would deserve.
A little graphic.
If I'm on here preaching about this, I can't be guilty of it. Right?
Is this your new thing from the slow cars in the fast lane that you spin out?
More and more things annoy me these days. Yeah.
I'm going to call you Jose Olstinis.
Thank you. I don't get it, but okay.
You're preaching.
Olstinis.
Oh. Joel Olstinis.
Joel Olstinis.
Yeah, Jose Olstinis.
All right. All right. Cool.
Joseph.